Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have a few folks from Stanford University here to talk about a sustainability program that has brought 12 Stanford students to Sitka for the past 3 weeks. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for having us.
Well, in the studio, we have Aaron Strong, instructor for the Stanford Sophomore College course. Also, Elizabeth Hillstrom and Christopher Ye, who are both students as a part of that program. Aaron, let's talk a little bit about the Stanford Sophomore College course. What is it and what brings you folks to Sitka?
So the Sophomore College is a program at Stanford for students about to enter their sophomore years, and many of these students have taken big introductory courses. And so by having a course of just 12 students focus on a single topic through place-based education, we really hope to expose these students to a wide range of new ideas. And this course in particular is focused on sustainability in Sitka. And our goal in designing the course was to take students out of Silicon Valley and to have them investigate what the challenges of sustainability are in a place where people's livelihoods are still linked to the landscape.
Now, this was a popular proposal. You had quite a few applicants, didn't you?
We did. We had over 100 applications to come to Alaska for 3 weeks.
And 12 of those students made it.
Yeah, they did.
Welcome, Elizabeth and Christopher. Tell me, why did you apply for this program? Elizabeth?
So I thought it would be a really valuable experience in, just as Aaron said, getting a sense of things on the ground, because it's really easy in California to make sustainability about ecology and environmental science and purely about resources, but people are always involved in those resources. And seeing how people interact with resources that are their livelihoods is a really interesting case study for how systems have to be sustainable. And I think that's what was really fascinating about this environment.
Some real life experience and looking at sustainability in terms of systems rather than just, you know, you go from point A to point B, you've got sustainability. There's so many more factors involved. Christopher, what about you? What brought you to this program?
So I've never been to Alaska before, so the sheer excitement of being able to go to Alaska was definitely a driving force. But even more so than that was the fact that I would be able to experience and see firsthand the really systems integration of forestry, fisheries, tourism, and energy, which are the four main topics of this course. And back in California, I would read about these in the paper or in journals or in books, but here I would get to see them firsthand and really talk to the people involved in managing these resources. And I thought that would be such an amazing experience, and it has turned out to be.
So your group has been here for 3 weeks. You're based at the Sitka Sound Science Center. What have you been doing with your time?
So As Chris mentioned, we had four major resource units, forests, fisheries, tourism, and energy. And we've been talking about those as independent units, but more and more looking at how those things are related. So we've done everything from walking through old growth and young growth forests and doing forestry surveys, talking to fishermen. We went to the hatchery and got to spawn salmon. We were tourists for a day. We went up to Huna to look at Icy Strait Point. We went up into private inholding in at the Hobbit Hole and learned about the Wilderness Act. And we've also visited a lot of hydropower plants here and looked at what the energy situation is for Sitka in this area.
Looking back on your experiences, is there one particular moment that stands out that you're going to revisit over and over? Christopher?
Definitely working at the hatchery was a totally mind-blowing experience of taking fish out of the stream and batting it on its head with a bat, and then going through the process of cutting open its underside and, you know, letting the eggs fall out of the female salmon and then squeezing the male salmon. It was a very exciting and interesting experience, and I don't think I'll ever treat fish the same as I did before.
What do you mean? So what was interesting about it for you?
So I always thought of, you know, wild Alaskan salmon as just fish that would go and be in the ocean and come into rivers and spawn, but I never even knew of such a thing as a hatchery before this course. And it just shows how much humans are responsible for managing resources and ensuring the sustainability of salmon for the future.
What was it like to touch a salmon, a live salmon?
I've touched fish before, so it wasn't too different, but it was just so raw. It was so interesting to interact directly with what I used to just think of only as food.
Elizabeth and Aaron, you're smiling.
Yep.
Elizabeth, for you, what's a standout moment?
So the last 3 days we've been up at the Hobbit Hole, which is an inholding up near Gustavus in the wilderness protected area. And one of the days we went kayaking all around the island. And I think that was, for everyone in our course, was a really special time because we got to interact with something that is, for the most part, like, untouched is the word that people use to describe wilderness. And yet we're there and we're getting to interact with it, you know, as humans. And I thought just experiencing the vivacity of the place, the amount of birds and fish and whales and kelp and everything living around you was pretty amazing and something you can't really get reading about, you know, pounds of biomass in the forest. You can't get a sense of scale without being there. And so I thought that was a really special place.
Yeah, you know, the typical definition of wilderness sort of extracts humans from the concept. It's something you go out to find. It's something you have to leave your particular human experience to understand. And we look at the writings of John Muir, and that sort of, that's a seminal work that substantiates that. But here in Alaska, wilderness is not something outside, it's within the experience. So, Aaron, what are you hoping your students will take away from this?
So, it's our hope that by being exposed to Sitka and the way resources are managed here, by investigating what we call social ecological systems, these systems that combine human beings and resources and, you know, disciplines as far-ranging as anthropology, economics, natural science, fisheries biology, arts and culture, by being exposed to all of that, we hope that students take some lessons about sustainability with them into the future, that they recognize that, you know, building a sustainable community is an art of compromise and needs to engage all the different values of people in the community. And, you know, my hope is that our students leave this class better prepared to confront those challenges in whatever they do for the rest of their lives. And so the standout moment for me in this course is when students tell me at the end of it that this experience has changed their lives.
Elizabeth, Christopher? How has this experience changed your lives? How are you going to bring this experience into what you do in the future?
I'm fairly certain I'm somehow going to make it back to Alaska. I think this place is incredible. But as Aaron said, it doesn't just apply here. It applies to everything. It's just that in the Silicon Valley or most of the places I've lived, I grew up in Virginia, it's not so easy to see how connected the natural resources are to people. But people are always using natural resources. Whether they do it directly or indirectly. And so I think recognizing that when you come to the table to talk about how to manage environmental systems is really, really important, regardless of whether you can see it or not.
And for me, it was also one of the things that really stood out to me was on either the first or second day, I remember someone had told us, here in Sitka, it's not just about numbers and data and science. It's about the people, too. Coming from California and Stanford and growing up in a very academic focused mindset, it was always just, let's get the facts. But here it's the application and on the ground work about applying those facts and applying research to really take care of the environment and be stewards of the environment while still maintaining a very economically viable community. And so that is probably my biggest takeaway is the balance between the hard sciences and the hard data and actual field work that implements it.
Well, you're going to have a lot more to say to the public tonight, aren't you?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so you're doing a public presentation, 5 p.m. at Kettleson Library. Aaron, are all 12 students going to be there?
Yeah, all 12 students will be presenting in four different groups of three students each, each one focused on a different resource. So we'll have a group talking about forests, a group talking about fisheries, a group talking about tourism and energy.
So to hear more from the students at the Stanford Sophomore College course, you can head down to Kettleson Library at 5 p.m. You folks fly out tomorrow morning.
Correct.
Are you going to miss it here?
Of course.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Well, we hope to see you again. Do stop by the station if you make your way back to Sitka.
Thank you. Right.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
So much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking with Aaron Strong, Elizabeth Hillstrom, and Christopher Yeh. All three from the Stanford Sophomore College course. Students will be talking about their experiences this evening, 5 p.m. at Kettleson Memorial Library.